Perfect, and then my brother some soon.
Which hotel is it? The driver. Okay. I'll
call him up. And something else, please. It's busy.
Yeah, I had one kind of personal question that I wanted to ask.
Should I turn that up?
I guess it doesn't mind so much. But I was wondering, like next year, I could go to university, or I could, you know, go into work or something. So I was kind of choosing between like a normal university or back to Atlanta College in Belgium. So I was wondering, do you know anything about back to Atlanta College? And do you think that maybe I should kind of go to, like, what would be better for me long term, do you think?
It's good. Do they have year-long courses?
What, here?
No, back to Atlanta College.
I think it's
three years.
I think it is.
I think they have three-year course. It's a good thing. Usually what... how old will you be?
I'll be 18 when I go there. Yeah, I'll be 18 now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one. I always suggest one thing to everybody is that they're at a certain stage, whether it's they're going from college to university or when they finish university, that if they really want to get experience of Krishna consciousness, move into a temple for a year.
Yeah, because I wanted to kind of move into a temple for a while, but I wanted to make sure that I still had education behind me, so if I wanted to get a job it wouldn't be so kind of hard. So then I've kind of done the whole education bit of it, and then I can kind of focus on Krishna consciousness. But should I do that before, or should I do...
It depends. If someone wants to finish university, then I wouldn't do it for more than a year or 6 months, or at least a summer, and then try that, and then when you finish university, then you could do it for a year, either one or the other. I always try and get the students here and the Indian devotees, Asian devotees, that, before they hop into a career, that when they finish their studies, then take off a year, and then get that experience. But temple life and then doing the educational aspect is a little different, like the Bhaktivinoda College, because there you're studying, which is good, but it's sort of limited as to what you do in terms of either sankirtan or cleaning up or just learning that type of life, which is always really good, beneficial for devotees, and especially provided that they give you an overall... They're very strict about going to the morning program. But I know their general course is a 3-year course.
Yeah, it's 3 years.
And I don't know if they have 1-year courses. And then that's good in terms of Krishna conscious education, very good. But in terms of anything out there, it isn't something that you get a job with.
I know that I bumped into Rasa Mandala Prabhu the other day,
And he was saying that they were starting up a business degree in business studies and an educational degree. I don't know what that involves. He was just going to email me the details. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
teaching. The new things that they're bringing in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that way you can, if that's what you want to do, business.
Yeah, I mean, he's more arty, you know, he's doing graphic design at the moment.
Yeah.
All arty and musical.
Because I was going to take a year out after this year at college and then go to a university or, the year afterwards, but now the fees for university are going up to about, instead of £3,000 a year, it's £9,000 a year. So, and that's happening, you know, next year, so if I don't go, then I'm kind of stuck with that big.
But that's, I was just hearing about that. That's not necessarily for everyone. It depends on what your income bracket is, also.
Oh, okay.
And you have to look into that. Yeah. In other words, when you're like, and actually, for those who don't even fit the basic income bracket, then it just completely subsidizes it. You need to look at the law.
Oh, really? Yeah. The new government is trying to change things. I think it's yet to kind of settle as to what they're going to do.
Yeah, no, they have it. I heard Rameshwar speaking about it a couple of times, once at the program, once last night.
Oh, really?
But it's not that it's just like over the board 9,000 for everyone. it really depends upon what your income is and how much money you got.
Okay.
And how important, you've seen a lot going on with children growing up and becoming adults and, you know, aspiring and getting into Krishna consciousness with education. How important have you seen it that somebody is educated, you know, in regards to functioning in and around the temple?
In regards to functioning in the temple?
Maybe I'm not wording it properly. Whether somebody has a degree or not and wants to pursue Krishna consciousness and, you know, later on may get married and have a family and what have you, so they need to be able to support their family.
Yeah.
So how important is the educational side? I mean, these lads are coming from a background where I couldn't care less about education. At the same time, you know, I'm not trying to put my laziness on them because, you know, I know I have nothing to be able to offer in regards to supporting. And I've got no qualifications in that regard. So how important is that?
It depends on what how you also see the future and how you want to be situated. When I joined, I mean, the future was you do full-time Krishna consciousness and let the temple maintain you. There's a limited, there's a need. Actually, it's not a limited need, there's sort of an unlimited need. And in one sense, it's sort of less popular than it used to be, even in your time, not to speak of in my time. And for their basic education is good. University education is not really that necessary, unless it's something very specialized, like someone's going to be an accountant or something like that. But for someone going to be a pujari or sankhyandavu, and so we have our own training for that. And what to speak of, we have our own education and the own things that we want people to learn, kids to learn. If someone's going to work and make it in the outside world, then you have to be clear that that's what you want to do and what type of profession you're going to do, so that it's also not detrimental to your Krishna consciousness. And that varies. The richest people in the world live here in England. I doubt you're going to find any of them with a university degree.
Hmm.
Okay.
It's because it's in their karma.
Yeah.
And it's not particularly because, they went to university. And then you got the phenomenon that you've got really high employment. You've got a lot of people with degrees out there who are looking for jobs.
Yeah.
Or who are just on the dole, because they can't find jobs. So even education isn't a guarantee of employment. But I think in issues like this, people need to make up their own minds what they want to do and where they want to go. And that's why, in one sense, it's good to get, and that's why I always encourage, you know, always get this other experience of what actual temple life means, what it means to be dependent. So then you make a balanced decision. Then you really know what you're deciding about. Because visiting a temple and living in a temple are always different things. So you're really aware, Leon, now I'm deciding on something because I have experience of both things. If you don't have experience, then the decision is not really a decision. Because you don't have the basis for the experience on both sides. So you know what, you know, school is all about. And you know what temples are about, then you can see, says, well, I don't really think I'm going to be a full-time devotee. I'm going to be, you know, supporting and participating and so on, but I want to maintain myself. But it's something that you need to ultimately make the decision yourself because it's your life.
Yeah.
And in issues where ultimately you have to take responsibility for, you can't let other people make decisions for you.
Yeah. I mean, I stayed in the temple recently for a week and I really enjoyed it, but I think I'd have to do it for a bit longer to get a better kind of idea.
Do it for a year, then you really got to go out there with Tarakanath, he'll set you up.
Yeah, it was weird going past seeing Kagi waving at the same room that I stayed in when I first came. It was like, oh my goodness.
Where, in Silver Street?
No, I first came to the manor because Guru Chanapadma took care of me. She first picked me out when I visited Silver Street. And then he was staying in the same room above the kitchen. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I just stayed at the manor for a week just to kind of see where it was
going. Well, that's good. It's different. To actually really, you know, a year is like a real chunk of time.
Yeah.
You really, all the sort of novelty wears off and you really get to know what it's like.
Mm.
And that's good for an experience. I don't think the educational cost will make that much difference anyway, because it'll go up. Whenever you start, it'll go up.
Yeah.
But it's still a loan. So it's not something that you have to fork out. It's a loan that you get, and then you have to pay it back.
I don't know. I don't think this is necessary to record.
Yeah, we're gonna go. Also.